Welcome to Teachers Make the Leap, a show that empowers educators to build online businesses they love and revolutionize the way work shows up in their lives. I'm your host, Kristen.
And I'm your host, Hillary. We're two former teachers who have successfully made the leap from classroom to entrepreneurship. If you dream of finally leaving teaching to be able to make your own schedule and increase your earning potential, join us each week as we explore real ways to get there through online business. Welcome to this episode of the Teachers Make the Leap podcast. Today, Kristen and I are going to be answering another question from one of our wonderful listeners. And this question is, what if I'm super busy and I don't have time to start a business, but I can't afford to just quit my teaching job and leap full-fledged into the unknown? And I love this question because not only are teachers working around the clock anyways, but they're often always asked to do more and more and more. And so it's a really good question that I think a lot of teachers can relate to is like, I'm already maxed out. How am I going to find the time to actually start a business so that I can leave teaching?
Yeah, I really appreciate this question as well. And I want to share my perspective really quickly. So when I was still teaching and I had essentially 9-to-5 obligations, right? Like I think mine were, you know, not in the 9-to-5 hours, but I was working full-time as a teacher. I was working overtime grading papers. I was going to, you know, unpaid professional development every Monday after work, like all of those things. And I really wanted to build something else. Like I wanted to find a way out of that situation to a different career path and was really interested in building a business. To me, sometimes when people would talk about building a business, it felt a little bit out of touch for me because I was like, well, I'm super busy. Like, where am I going to find the time to do all of those things, right? Like there was kind of a mismatch for me. So I fully understand this question and I'm excited to kind of unpack it because I think we do have some practical tips that you might be able to implement if you are in the education field right now. You're feeling really mired in work, like bogged down in your work, and you're having trouble envisioning how to transition out of education to start a business. And I can absolutely relate to that kind of feeling of, you know, you're kind of doggy paddling, right? You're treading water and you feel like I don't have an extra hand to reach out and hold another thing. Like I don't have any more time in my day to give away. Actually, what I want to do is reclaim my time, right? Like it kind of feels counterintuitive almost to work after hours to build a business when really what you want to do is have more hours to yourself or with your family. But back to the question, if you are feeling very, very busy and you're feeling scarce on time and you want to build an online business, I think sometimes for me anyway, I feel like I need to wait for these really big chunks of time to be open and available to me so that I can do something else, right? And I am speaking from experience. Like I would wait for spring break, or I would wait for summer, or I would wait for, you know, when I'm going to take my sick time, you know, in the fall. And I felt like I need to have this big open space of days and days on end where I just had nothing to do in order for me to build something. And I'd love to kind of push back on that notion because truly in my experience, that's not true. I think we can build businesses in little chunks of time. And I hope that lands well because I truly do mean in 30 minutes, in 60 minutes, you can get so much done. You can learn, you can implement, you can make checklists, you can organize yourself. And when you stack all of those little blocks of time together at the end of, say, a year, you might turn around and say to yourself, holy smokes, I've accomplished so much. I've built so much in just these little cracks of time that I'm finding every day or maybe on the weekends or something like that. So I'm very interested to hear your perspective here as well. But my first inclination is find little chunks of time. And instead of dismissing those as like, oh, shucks, it's only 45 minutes. What can I do? Use those and they will stack up in your favor.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with this. I'm thinking back to my experience of building my business, and I very much like you was like, well, I can't really start this until I have a big chunk of time. And that is actually what I waited for in the beginning. And I kind of wish that I hadn't, but I did wait until summer break to really start putting time and effort and focus into building my business. But what happened was, so I, if I'm being totally honest with myself, through the months of June and July, I probably put in like 3 to 4 hours a day into learning my new skill, creating assets for my business, like my website and like a portfolio, because that's something that I needed to start my business. But then once the school year came around, you know, I think I started working with one client by the end of the summer. So I wasn't quite ready mentally to be like, I completely trust myself, you know, I'm going to quit my job and make this work. I wasn't quite mentally there yet. So I went back to teaching full time that fall. And I ended up working with a couple of clients over that fall. And that's when I really started to see the power of 30 minutes a day working on my business, because that's what I had, right? And I was able to work with multiple clients in that capacity. And it just so happens that, you know, I was really lucky over the course of my journey with each subsequent semester until I was finally ready to leave and do this thing full time. I was able to kind of ramp down the number of classes that I was teaching. So as my client load ramped up, my class load proportionally went down every semester, which was really, really nice. I think that's actually an option for a lot of teachers who maybe don't even realize it. They just need to ask. You know, I've seen a lot of really interesting kind of part-time teaching positions be worked out in specific schools or districts. But I just couldn't agree with you more. The power of 30 minutes or 45 minutes, how much you can really get done in that small amount of time when you stack them up over a week or 2 weeks or a month or 2 months or 3 months. There really, really is a lot of progress that can be made when you just commit a small amount of time every day to building your business.
Yeah. And this is reminding me of another thing that I think is maybe a valuable perspective to bring to this question. When we are limited with our time, we can spend a lot of time spinning our wheels, trying to figure out what to do with that time, right? Like trying to figure out like, okay, cool, I have 30 minutes, but I don't even know where to start. I don't even know what to do here. Like, what do I Google for 30 minutes? You know, like it starts to be this question of, I need a roadmap, or I need a step-by-step plan so that I can execute on these things one at a time. And I want to say that this was really useful for me when I started my business. I had a plan, like I had joined a community, I had a mentor. Those things are really important if you want, you know, the step-by-step so that you don't have to put together the plan yourself. So I think there's some undervaluing sometimes as well in mentorship, where there's kind of this hesitancy to invest in somebody to show you the way and to help you, right? When you can kind of say, okay, excellent, I have 30 minutes a day for the next 6 months, or I'm going to set aside an hour every, you know, every day at night before I go to bed to like build my business. Now I want to maximize the usefulness of that hour, right? I want to maximize what I can do in that space. I couldn't recommend enough finding a mentor or a program or some type of community that can help you really figure out what to do first, second, and third, so that you're not kind of just flopping around on YouTube for an hour trying to figure out what your moves are. So I thought that might be a valuable perspective to lend here as well.
Again, I couldn't agree more. And I have really made a conscious effort at each iteration of my business to invest in a different type of mentorship. And that, to me, I credit to, you know, 90%, maybe not quite 90%, but a huge percentage of the progress that I've made and the success that I've had to having some mentors and some communities in my back pocket to lean on. So like you, in the beginning of my business, I started working with a mentor and had kind of a plan laid out for me so that I knew what to do with my time. You know, I'm building this business, I don't have to figure out what to do, but someone else is kind of like giving me the steps, and then I can implement those steps. It was the same for me when I decided to build out my team. You know, I don't think I ever would have been able to actually build a team if I didn't have a mentor who specifically was helping me figure out, okay, what do I need to have in place before I post a job? how do I create a job post? How do I go through the hiring, the interview process and the hiring process and things like that? I really don't think I would have been able to do that without a mentor. And, you know, this is reminding me of a conversation that you and I had several months ago with a teacher who had started her own business, and she was struggling with some things. She was struggling with pricing and she was struggling with a few different things, you know, but she did say one thing. She was like, you know, I don't really see the need to invest in like coaches or courses. Like, you know, I can figure this out myself. And I didn't say anything at the time, but in my mind, I was like, you know, I bet you could figure all of this out so much faster if you did invest in someone in your back pocket to kind of help you like figure these things out and be able to bounce ideas off of them and things like that. So I also agree, just having someone who's a few steps ahead of you or even several steps ahead of you to kind of lay out the path, it's been really important for me.
I'd also want to offer this. This is not my experience, but I know so many people who have done this, and it's to get a transition job. I know two folks in particular, maybe I'll share some of their stories, but one is a former adjunct instructor who really wanted to start a freelance business and was facing this problem of, I am very strapped for time. I am feeling very, very burnt out. I'm not earning enough. Like there's not enough. My family income is not high enough where I can actually take a step back from teaching to like focus on the business for the moment. Mm-hmm. So what she decided to do, and I could not endorse this idea more. I actually think it's brilliant. She got a transition job. So she left the classroom and she got a 9-to-5 position. By the way, in that 9-to-5 position, she doubled her teaching salary. And it's in the area that she wants to kind of freelance anyway. So the skills she's learning on the job are actually helping her hone the skills that she wants to use in her own business anyway. And she's got much more time for her family. She's not working more than 40 hours a week. Most teachers are. And what it has done for her is it's opened up these pockets of time where she doesn't feel burnt out and she doesn't feel strapped for like, oh no, I only have 2 hours and I need this to myself. Otherwise, like I can't continue on, right? She's able to use her weekends or her evenings or some morning time or even a lunch hour to build her business. Like she has not given up on the business dream. She's just positioned herself in a 9-to-5 right now that gives her kind of a springboard into building the business. And I think that is, again, a brilliant strategy that is often overlooked or like kind of frowned upon, right? We almost feel like, oh, if I get a new 9-to-5, I'll be failing, quote unquote, in some way. And I'd love to ask folks to consider the fact that that is not true at all. That can be very strategic and can invite a lot of time back into your life that you're missing right now.
Yeah. And I also think, I mean, there's so many options in this vein, right? If your family income is not high enough that you can just afford to quit teaching and put everything into your business for 6 months while you get it off the ground or whatever it might be. But it is high enough for you to quit teaching and take a part-time office job or something like that so that you open up even more time that way. I mean, I think there's just like, there's no right or wrong way to start a business. Like you said, I think that, yeah, sometimes it can feel like, oh, I'm failing if I leave teaching for this kind of ho-hum 9-to-5 job that I know I'm not going to enjoy. But if that's not the end goal and it's just a tool that you leverage to reach your end goal, which is to work for yourself and be your own boss, I really think that's quite empowering, actually, rather than quote unquote failing. Yeah, the other person that comes to mind here, we actually just interviewed on the podcast a few weeks ago. So if you haven't listened to the Chris Collins episode, he talks about how he did this and just shares some really good insight about how well this worked for him. So I would encourage anyone who hasn't listened to that episode yet to go back and listen to this if this seems like an option that could really work for you. And that the other thing I want to just circle back to that you said of the first story that you shared, she doubled her teaching income. I mean, that is so powerful. There's so much opportunity out there that I think we forget as teachers when we feel like, well, the only thing I'm cut out to do is teach. And we're really not. That there's so much power and opportunity to just kind of create a better life for yourself.
100%. And just to, maybe the last thing I'd like to end on here is you mentioned the word end goal, right? Like the having that long-term end goal in mind. And I think sometimes I can, this is like totally my experience, you know, when we're treading water, it's very hard to keep the end goal in mind because we're really looking for that immediate fix. Like, I need to get out of this job now. Like, I don't want to be here anymore. Like, what is next for me? I need something to work immediately. And that can lead to a lot of pressure, right? You just feel super pressurized. Like, holy smokes, I have like one arrow to hit the bullseye and I have to use it wisely. Again, that can just, you can feel like you're in a pressure cooker. But if you can keep that end goal in mind, if you can really kind of like settle into that building a business is really a long game strategy. If you can realize that you're building a business that will support you for years to come, not just and be an immediate solution out of the classroom, you start to say, okay, cool, how can I stop having this sprint mentality? And how can I settle into the fact that this is a marathon, right? Like this is something I want to do right. This is something I want to take my time with because I want to build it to support me in the long run. When you have that perspective, getting a transition job, like a 9-to-5 for a year, even 2 years, I think Chris said he was in his position for 3 years, and building the business on the side all of a sudden becomes a really smart strategy move instead of it looking like, or feeling like, oh, you know, I'm just selling out or giving up or whatever kind of meaning we tend to put on that 9-to-5 leap.
One other thing I want to say here in terms of like talking about this as a marathon, which I do totally agree with, because when you look at your business over the next 5 years, I mean, the growth is limitless, right? You can grow your business as much as you want to. And like the sky is the limit here. At the same time, even if you are only putting 30 minutes a day into your business, I don't think that that's going to take years to like start and replace your income, right? Like I still think putting in 30 minutes a day, you could replace your income within 6 months.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I did it in less time than that. And so I certainly don't think that that's guaranteed, but it is absolutely possible. So when we talk about this marathon too, it's not as if we're talking like years and years and years. We're just talking 30 minutes a day over a course of several months, right? That's the marathon.
100%. That's such a powerful shift because, yeah, when you look at the time and you say, I'm crunched for time, I don't have the time. It is such a limited perspective, I feel, of like inside this week, I don't have 2 or 3 or 4 days to like build my business, so I'm not going to do it. But again, with those 30-minute chunks or hour chunks spread out over time, even 6 months, even 3 months, they compound to lead to such amazing progress. So it's again, that putting on that long game strategy hat and saying, you know, not looking at your week or your month, but looking at the next 6 months and saying, you know, can I be consistent here? And when you can slip into that consistency mode and show up a little bit at a time every day or every week or whatever cadence kind of works for you, that's where the real change happens. And the irony is, like you just said, it happens sooner than you think when you can take that approach.
Well, I really just want to thank our listener who sent this question in, because I think it is a question that so many people are struggling with right now and are grappling with. And so I'm really glad that we got to have this conversation and hopefully give somebody an idea that they hadn't thought of before about, you know, when can I carve out little chunks of time to build my business, or what change could I make in my life that is temporary that would give me the time to build my business, right? So I'm really glad we got to have this conversation. I thought it was really fun. And thank you to all of our listeners who joined us on this episode of Teachers Make the Leap. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Teachers Make the Leap. If you're excited to start your own online business so you can work from anywhere, make your own schedule, and skyrocket your earning potential, follow us on Instagram at Teachers Make the Leap, where you can download our free mini course, From Teacher to Online Business Owner.
We can't wait to help you make the leap from teacher to thriving business owner. If you liked what you heard today, subscribe to the show on your favorite listening app and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you back here next week.